going to be? Go through the gate? You'll be looking. You know, we're lined up. Maybe I don't know how we're going to be. We're going to be in line. I don't know if we're going to be in alphabetical order or seniority. I don't know how we're going to do all this. You know? There's going to be people all over. And they're going to be dressed in white because of the righteous of the saints. Huh? Not going to be no weather-worn moms and dads and no crutches or walkers or wheelchairs. There ain't going to be none of that. And you're going to be looking at all that going on. And I just pictured in my mind, everybody gathered up looking, and whew, that's him. There he is. Think about what a joy. There he is. Huh? He's going to outshine everything. He's going to outshine the sun. He's going to be whiter than anybody. Are you understanding? That's what I think. But I know I shall see him as he is, and I shall be like him, it says. That's what the book says. Huh? I like it. Huh? Every now and then I get a glimpse of him here. I hear his voice. He never said a hard word to me. It's always been right. It's always been caring and loving. Huh? But every now and again, it seems like I get a glimpse of him. Boy, it's bright. Boy, there he is. Huh? Oh, it's just good this morning. All right. We got to preach a record. I just didn't go to heaven. But until then, I'm going to preach. Father, we thank you for the day. Boy, thank you for him. Thank you, I can trust you. Thanking you for the change that's going to take place one day. You changed me once, and that was wonderful, but I can't wait till you change me again with these old vile bodies to change like into yours. And I'm looking forward to that. Can't wait to see you. But until then, Lord, I'm asking you to cleanse me. Lord, help me to preach this morning. Give me power. Lord, if you would, anoint me afresh and let the Word of God have free course. I pray that it might penetrate all of our hearts. And Lord, we can go from this place living like you want us to live. Lord, help us not to live defeated. Help us not to be cowed down. Help us to live the way your Word has said we can. And Lord, I'm thanking you for it all. Now, Lord, I know that there'll be many that might miss a little bit this morning. Their attention will be there, here, and there, and everywhere. So, Lord, if you would help everybody to concentrate this morning. Lord, if you would take any hindrances and set them aside. And, Lord, if our sweet Holy Spirit will just be able to rule and have his way, get me out of the way that thy Holy Spirit may speak. And I'm going to thank you in Jesus' name and amen. This is the love month. And I've been preaching on for a month. I preached on how great our God is. And last Sunday, we started looking about building a house. Ain't that what we looked at? Let's build a house. A house where God can dwell. The right kind of place. And in a sense, we've been following right up with it on Wednesday night. You ought to be here on Wednesday. It'll help you if you can get here on Wednesday night. I believe it would really help you to be a better Christian if you'll just come. All right? But let's look and see what God's got. Let's build a house. Let's build a house. Think about it. Everything we're going to look at now is going to be about us and God, and it's going to be about husband and wife. Now, we told you that last week, and it's going to be about our relationship all around the same, all right? The relationship with me and the Lord ought to be the same as the relationship between me and my wife. And you say, no, wait a minute, that ain't possible. Well, let me just break this in on you right easy. All right, I'm supposed to be right with him, and we're one. Y'all can amen the Bible. Jesus prayed that I would be one as they are one. That's what he prayed. John 17. He said, Father, let them be one as we are one. Is that what he said or not? Then we're one. She's saved, she's one. Well, if she's one and I'm one, then we're one. We're all together in this thing. Same relationship. That's what the Bible teaches. But we don't like it because we'd rather hate our wife and try to love God, and it don't work that way. Can I tell you this? You ain't loving your spouse, you're not loving the Lord. You got a problem with your spouse, it's because you got a problem with the Lord. Hear me, hear me. If you got a problem with your spouse, it's because you got a problem with the Lord. Amen, preacher. Remember that. All right, Psalms 127:1. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. The Lord's got to build it. It's got to be built the way He says. He's the contractor today, and He's the one that's got to build it. You got to let the Lord do what's right in your life. Are you hearing me? You got to let Him do it, okay? Let's go on. House. What is a house? In a general sense, a building or a shed intended or used as habitation. In Scripture, is those who dwell in a house and compose a family, a household. Huh? Now that's all out of the Webster's Dictionary, in Scripture. I love that. 1828 Webster's Dictionary says, in Scripture, this is what it means. Huh? In Scripture, this was. So guess what meaning we're going to use? In Scripture, this is what it means. It means those who dwell in a house and compose a family, a household. Are you listening to me? It matters what's in your household this morning. It matters what's in your household. Now let's look on. We looked at the foundation last week. That is our relationship. That's how it starts, laying that foundation. Remember? Was you here last week? You remember that? Then we looked last Sunday night on our vision for our house, and we went down some things that we needed to have there in our house to be able to see, to do right. And light is what lets us be able to see. You can't see in darkness. You can only see in light. And Christ is the light. And if Christ is where He ought to be, we'll be able to see like we ought to be. Remember the message last Sunday night? Talk to me. Amen. Now we're going to look at real love. We're going to look at real love this morning. This is Valentine's week. Huh? Looking at real love. Cheryl got aggravated at me a little bit yesterday. Why do you post all them pictures? I went through. She was gone yesterday. She was up there hollering and squalling at the ball game, and I was at home reading my Bible. I was. All right. And anyway, she was gone, so I went through some pictures, and I said, well, and I was just enjoying her. She wasn't there, and I was enjoying her. I was enjoying her. She wasn't there, but I was looking at pictures of her. Huh? Think on that a little bit. She wasn't there. I could have, I'm glad, no. I missed her. I even texted her while she's at the ball game. Says, I almost wished I was with you. Not quite, but almost. All right? But I was looking at pictures of her. And I said, well, I'm just going to share pictures of my Valentine. All right, so I gave it up on 10 or 12, whatever it was, and I posted the ones of my Valentine, my sweetheart, the one I love. Are you listening to me? I love her. And I don't care if you love your wife like I love mine. If you don't love her that much, you're just wrong. All right, but I'm going to look at real love, real love. And I'm going to measure it by how I love him. And my example is how he loves me. Okay? I'm going to think about it now. I'm going to love her like he says to love her. Yeah. Are you hearing me?
Right.
But my example is how he loves me.
Yeah.
Can I say that again? Yeah. How I love my wife is how he loves me. Let me say that again. To all you men, say amen. I'm going to repeat this same sentence. I don't have nowhere to go. I pastor full time. I'm going to love her like he loves me. I'm going to love her like he loves. That's what he's saying. Husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. So I'm going to love her like he loves me. I probably ought to get you to stand up and say it individually because you're so mealy mouthed you won't say it out loud, brother. Panty waist, I reckon. Huh? We ought to stand up and shout, I love my wife. Huh? You ought to think about it. Huh? Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 4. This is your relationship. Perfect example. Huh? Perfect example of a husband and a wife and Christ and us is the Song of Solomon. Y'all been reading it? Been telling you every week to read it, huh? He brought me to the banqueting house and his banner over me. What was it? It was love. Huh? Wow. Huh? Wow. You ought to remember that. Surely you remember wow. Huh? Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 7. Many waters cannot quench love. Many waters cannot quench love. Are you hearing me? Neither can the floods drown it. If a man would give all the substance of his house for love, it would utterly be contemned or rejected. You can't, it ain't enough. All the riches of your house can't buy love. It ain't worth that. Love's worth far more than what you can ever spend on it. Huh? It's what the Bible said. Huh? Love, in a general sense, to be pleased with. In a general sense, to be pleased with. Are you pleased with your wife? If you say no, repent.
Amen.
If you're not pleased with your wife, repent. Because you're not right with God. In general sense, to be pleased with, to regard with affection. Are you loving her? Loving on her? Huh? On account of some qualities which excite pleasing sensations or desire of gratification.
Amen.
I'll tell you, we'll get into it, the message. Just y'all better hang on. Hate. To dislike greatly. To have a great aversion to. It expresses less than abhor, detest, and abominate. Unless pronounced with a peculiar emphasis, it signifies to love less. Huh? Can't build a house on hate. Can't build a house on hate. You got to build it on love. You got to have love. Huh? We all right? God, help me this morning. Please help me this morning. Because they sin in the camp this morning. God, I'm serious. I need your help. There's hard hearts and hard heads here this morning. There's evil. And the enemy is trying his best to tear down homes. Oh, God, I'm asking you this morning to convict as only you can. Oh, God, I pray in Jesus' name. Huh? John 13:34, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Huh? That's what Jesus said. He said, all them others I wrote down ain't enough, so I'm going to give you a new one that you love. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. That's what the Bible says. Huh? As I have loved you, how am I supposed to love Cheryl Ann like He loved me? How am I supposed to love you like Jesus loved me? How are you supposed to love me like Jesus loves you? It don't matter what I do. It don't matter how I look, how I smell. It don't matter how I act, where I'm from. It don't matter if I'm poor, rich, healthy or sick, it don't matter. You're supposed to love me like Christ loves you, and if you don't, you're wrong.
Amen.
And that's why God don't listen to you pray. That's why you're living in hell. That's why you have no peace. That's why sin is taking your family completely apart. That's why. That's why. A new commandment I've given you, that you love one another. I've loved you, that you also love one another. 1 John 2:3-5. And hereby we do know that we know Him if we keep His commandments. A new commandment I give unto you. Know what it says?
Yeah.
I'm just going to give you some scripture. Not asking you to like it, I'm just going to give it to you.
Right. Amen.
Hereby do we do know that we know Him if we keep His commandments. He that saith, I know Him and keepeth not His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. If you don't do that, you don't know Him. There's a problem somewhere. What the Bible says. But whosoever keepeth His word in Him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in Him. He said that's the commandment. Here He said if we know Him, we'll keep it. You hearing me? Are you hearing me? All right. Real love is selfless love. Real love is selfless love. Like, that's where we need to maybe major on a lot. Selfless love. We got selfish love. We don't know how to be selfless because we're so selfish. Are you hearing me this morning? Huh? John 13, 1 through 5. Here's a great chapter on love right here. On selfless love. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that His hour was come that He should depart out of His world unto the Father, having loved His own which were in the world, He loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray Him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into His hands, and that He was come from God and went to God, He rises from supper and laid aside His garments and took a towel and girded Himself. After that He poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith He was girded. Now let's see the example. We're talking about real love this morning. Now let's watch and let's look at this morning and see what real love is. Real love. Are you listening to me? I'm talking about real love. Real love this morning. Now what the Bible says, John 13, 1. Now, before the feast of the Passover, we just read it, we're going to go back at it. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that His hour was come, that He should not depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved His own which were in the world. They weren't in heaven, they were in the world. Huh? They weren't perfect, they were in the world. They weren't everything He was supposed to be, they were in the world. And He loved them. Are you hearing me? He loved them with a selfless love. Think about this now. He rises, John 13, 4, He rises from supper and laid aside His garments. Do you know that's a perfect picture of what Jesus Christ done? He laid aside His garments that He might show us that He loves us. He laid aside His garments that He might demonstrate Him being a servant, that He might come to me and you and be everything we're supposed to have and be everything that we would ever need. That He laid aside His garments. Are you understanding that? He laid aside His garments. God laid aside His garments that He might wash stinking feet. Huh? Hear me. Philippians 2, 4 through 7. Let not every man, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made Himself of no reputation, took upon Him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Let me tell you what He done. He laid aside His garment and left ivory palaces. He laid aside His garment and left the palaces with aloe and the myrrh. He laid aside His garments and left the presence of God to come down and love a wicked, adulterous, idolatrous, covetous, lying, thieving, stealing, blaspheming people like us. He laid aside His garments and became obedient even until the death of the cross, the Bible says. He became a servant. He was selfless. He was selfless. He wasn't worried about His hurt. He wasn't worried about His pain. He wasn't worried about His shame. He wasn't worried about what other people thought. He done it because He was a servant. And He done it for us. Glory! That's Him. That's Him this morning. That done it. Huh? Let's go on. Luke 22, verse 25 and 26. And He said unto them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they exercise authority upon them, are called benefactors. But ye shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger. And he that is chief, as he that doth serve. Let me tell you why we have trouble loving. We always want to be on top. We always want to be the top dog. We always want to be served. Let me tell you why you got trouble in your homes this morning. There's trouble in homes here in this church house. There's trouble in homes that didn't get to come here this morning. Let me tell you why there's trouble. There's trouble because there's sin in your home. There's sin in your heart. There's sin in your life. And I'm going to tell you why. Because you don't love like you ought to love. You don't love selfless. You love selfish. You're worried about your feelings. You're worried about what you want. You're worried about what you can get out of it. You're worried about what other Bible's going to give you for it. That's why some of you come to church. You want to see what you can get out of it. You all love the Lord. You want to see what He can do for you. Ain't got nothing to do about Him. Ain't got nothing to do with your spouse. You're selfish. You want to see what you can get out of it. But let me tell you, that ain't what it is. Real love is selfless. Real love is you giving when nobody else will give. Real love is you giving where they deserve it or not. Real love is you taking the low seat and letting the other have the high seat. The real love is you taking the one where nobody else wants. You taking the rotten apple, giving them the good one. You eating the stem, giving them the fruit. You eating the gristle, letting them have the meat. That's what you ought to do, but that ain't what's going on. And that's why your homes are in trouble. That's why bitterness is wrecking your home and wrecking your life, and then it's wrecking your kids. That's what's going on today. That's why I spend hours every week counseling people who say they love God, who's lying, and they don't love God. That's a fact. Huh? What would you give up for Jesus? Huh? What would you give up for Jesus? He laid aside what He had. What would you give up? What would you give up? What would you give up for your spouse? What would you give up for your spouse? What would you sacrifice? Will you quit hunting? Will you quit fishing? Will you quit golfing? Huh? Will you quit racing? Huh? What will you quit for your husband? What will you quit for your husband, wife? Will you quit growling? Will you quit complaining? Huh? Let me tell you something. You think you got it bad? I can fix you up with worse. Ladies, I'm looking at all you men here. All you men here this morning, y'all ain't too bad. I can fix your wife up with worse if they don't want you. I know a lot worse. I know some, but when you get home, they'll beat you till you're black and blue. Huh? I may even fix you up with one of them. Huh? And I hope that ain't here, because if it is, you ain't saved. You beat your wife, you ain't saved. Just thought I'd tell you. And if I find out you beat your wife, mark this down. I'll gather up some men and we're going to work on you. We'll take you out back, and that might not be proper, but we're going to show you how it feels. They sung it a while ago. Do you know how it feels? We're going to show you. You go with me? You go with me? You go with me, Steve? Well, we can have a lot of you right there. I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. I ain't going to call the law. We'll take you out back and wear you out. Huh? I ain't lost my place. I know where we're at. What would you give for your husband? What would you give up, wife? What would you give up? You give up your phone? We give up your phone for your husband? Huh? Cell phones are the greatest tool and the worst damnation's ever been made. Huh? What will you give up? What will you give up? Give up your TV? Give up your friends? Huh? Give up your gossip? Huh? What will you give up for your spouse? Huh? What will you give up? He gave up everything for us. You know why? Because He has selfless love. He had real love. He didn't have love off the TV. Huh? Like that outfit on The Bachelor. Now they got Winter Bachelor. They got had all that summertime bachelor where they all get naked, get in the hot tub. Now they're going to get all naked in the hot tub in the snow. So we can all learn what real love is. Let me tell you, real love ain't sleeping with 45 women to see which one's the best. You ain't supposed to sleep with none before you're married. And after you're married, that's the only one you're supposed to sleep with. And it's a man and a woman. And a woman and a man. That's what, that's what constitutes a home, a man, and a woman. Amen. Can you see me on that?
Amen.
Real love.
Yeah.
Real love.
Yeah.
Real love.
Right.
Do you have real love?
Sure.
Selfless love. Where you're willing to wait for your supper, not flop down and waiting on your wife to fix it. Huh? Rub my feet. Fix my bed. Fix my plate. Fellas, if you're that sorry, you're not finding that trash in the Bible. If you're that sorry, then you don't need a wife.
Yeah,
right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Come on.
Good.
Hmm? He gave up everything. Y'all know I have trouble hearing. I wore hearing aids since 1998. I got ear damage. And for a long time I wouldn't get them fixed because I didn't want to hear nothing. That's why. I didn't want to hear nothing. I figured I was better. And I have a TV up if I'm watching it. I'm sure Brenda and Frankie know while I watch on TV because they can hear it. If their TV ever goes out to sound, all they got to do is open a window.
Amen.
All right, I got it that loud. And Cheryl tried to talk to me. What? What? I can't hear you. And she shut up. And I shut up. You notice I ain't been doing that. You notice I've been, when you talk, I've been muting the TV or turning it off. You know why? Because I need to hear what you say. Because it's real life.
Yeah.
What do you give up? What will you give up? What do you give up? Real love is steadfast love. Now that is not misspelled, in case y'all look. It don't have an A in it because in the Bible it don't have an A in it.
Amen.
Just thought I'd tell you. Because I know everybody critiques my PowerPoint. Huh? Spell check broke. I farted that little feller with that paper clip that used to come down to help you. I farted him years ago. Steadfast love. Fast, fixed, firm, firmly fixed or established as the steadfast globe of earth, constant, firm, resolute, not fickle or wavering.
Amen.
Huh?
Yeah.
Take steadfast love. We all right? John 13:1. We're going to go back to it. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that His hour was come, that He should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved His own which were in the world, He loved them to the end. He loved them to the end. He loved them to the end. Are you hearing me? He loved them to the end. He didn't stop loving any of them. Huh? Even when they were not lovable. Well, I just don't love him anymore. Repent. I don't love her anymore. Repent. That's your problem. It ain't your spouse that's the problem. It's the sin in your heart and mind that's the problem. Did you catch that? If you say I don't love them, it's not their fault. It's your fault. It's not their wrongs. It's your wrongs. It's a fact. James and John were prideful and selfish. And he said, I loved them to the end. Your spouse prideful and selfish? Huh? Jesus loved them to the end. James and John walked with him and they weren't a bit more worried him dying on the cross than nothing. They said, where we get a set when you get in your kingdom? Where we get us at? Look what we've been doing. Where we get us at? Full of pride, stinking pride. Stinking pride, worried about what am I going to get out of this relationship? That's why people marry. What can I get out of this relationship? Peter was a cussing man that would deny Jesus. Jesus loved him to the end. Judas was a betrayer. He loved him to the end. Sold him out. Your spouse ever sold you out? Huh? Spouse ever sold you out and tried to go with another? Jesus loved him steadfastly. Thomas was a doubter. He doubted who Jesus was. He followed Jesus. He seen him do all the miracles. When he said he arose, said, I don't believe it. Huh? He hadn't said it yet, but Jesus knew he was going to say it. Huh? Is that not what the book says? Jesus arose, he said, I'll believe it when I touch his hands. I don't believe it. In other words, I don't believe he was God. He's just a preacher we've been following. Jesus loved him to the end. He loved him to the end. He didn't wait till they got better. He didn't wait till they got a glorified body. He didn't wait till they done all that. He loved them like they was. He loves us like we are. Huh? We're supposed to love our spouse like he loves us. Huh? Why is it hard to preach in a home nowadays? Huh? Why is it hard? Why is it hard? We got that much turmoil? Is that why things are the way they are? Huh? The rest of the disciples had no commitment at all. And the fact that they wasn't even mentioned about any great things, they did die. They done some great things later on, but they went with the crowd. Them boys quit, they quit. They run, these fellas run. Yeah. Yep. They went and hid, these boys went and hid. Yeah. Huh? Amen. You got a wimpy husband? Huh? Some of your wives got a wimpy husband? Wouldn't stand for nothing? Wouldn't do nothing? Doless, sorry, trifling? Huh? Love them to the end. You got a wife that's sorry, no commitment, run with the crowd, can't depend on her, huh? The only thing you know for sure is she'll offer up a burnt sacrifice at evening time. That's as religious as she'll be. Huh? Love her anyhow. Love her anyhow. Huh? He never fell out of love with no one. I get so sick of hearing grown men and grown women say, well, I just fell out of love. I fell out of love. What was it, a boat? Was you on a love boat? You fell out? I fell out of love, Nick. Well, I like him, but, well, I love him, but not like I, you know, I just don't love him like I just fell out of love. And I usually say, well, who you loving? That's always my next question. Always. Anybody ever talk to, if I ain't loving, you're loving somebody. Everybody look at me. If you ain't loving your spouse, you're loving somebody else's. Because you're too insecure to go without love. So you're going to love somebody. Who you loving? Who you loving? After 33 years of marriage counseling, I can tell you that's 100% right.
Amen.
Not 99. That's 110% right. Huh? His love is steadfast. Oh, James and John, I just fell in love with you. I just can't do it no more. Your pride has just got me so upset. I'm going somewhere else. I'm going to go over here to Peter. He's just going to cuss and deny me. But he don't have the pride like you got. So I'm going over where it's worse. That's what happens. That's what happens. Remember what I told you in the marriage thing we had? The grass might look greener on the other side, but it's because you can't see the sewer. That's the only reason it looks greener. Huh? Real love is serving love. Real love is selfless love. Real love, huh, is steadfast love. And real love is serving love. Back to that scripture again. John 13:1. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father. Now the reason I wanted to highlight that is this is the way we go about serving God. The same way about serving others. If we got time. There's no sacrifice in serving. I think Jesus might have had a lot on his mind about then. What do you think? You think his mind might have been preoccupied? Talk to me. Let's look at it logically, not spiritually. Let's look at it logically. He's getting ready to what? Huh? Get real busy. Things getting ready to get real busy in his life for the next 24 hours or so. He's going to get real busy. Can you agree to that? He's going to be so busy that he was going to become sin for us. He who knew no sin was going to be become sin for us, that we might be made the righteous of God in Him.
Yes, sir.
Now, you think that might have been a load. You think maybe, Nick, now you've been busy, you've worked and worked swing shift, you and Libby for years, and one going in, the other coming out, and going back and forth all these 40-some years, huh? Do you think he might have been preoccupied? Huh? Y'all ever get preoccupied in your marriage? Talk to me.
Yes,
huh? You ever get preoccupied in serving God?
Yes.
Now, So what? You think he was preoccupied? Huh? Talk to me. Huh? He was getting ready to get beat and spit on. He already knew it was coming, knew how it was going to be. He knew what he was going to look like before he ever looked that way. He knew how he was going to feel before he ever felt that way. And he said, "Boy, I love you. I think I'll wash your feet." Huh? He knew he would suffer like no man would ever suffer. And he stopped and said, "Can I serve you before that happens? I got a minute. I'm getting ready to suffer like no man ever suffered and go through what no man's ever went through. Would you let me have your feet just for a minute? I would like to do one more thing before I go to the Father. One more thing before I shed my blood. One more thing before they shame me naked before everybody. One more thing. Can I do just one more thing for you who lies and cheats and steals and will do everything against me? Could I go ahead and do one more thing for you?" Huh? Think about that. And he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet. All of that, huh? All of that. All of that, huh? Huh? Just wait a minute. All of that. Now listen. Listen, they're going to be coming for me in a little bit. Now I'm going to go pray. And when I pray, there's going to be sweat like drops of blood get on me. But this is the least I can do, see. Does that feel good? That feel good. That's the least I can do. Because see what I'm doing? I'm just going to die for you. And I can't do nothing else because I'm busy. I got a lot of things going on. I got a lot of things going on, Nick. But if I could just make you feel a little bit better while you're walking in this old road, if I could just serve you a little bit and love on you just a little bit, you don't care, do you? Could I do that just a little bit? I know that you're going to sell me out. I know you're going to cuss about me here in a minute. I know you don't even believe who I am. But could I do that for you? Could I do that for you? Huh? That's what he done. Listen, honey. Let me see your precious feet. Huh? You know, you may not like me. You may not care no more. You may find another. But for just a little bit, can I make you feel better just for a minute? Huh? Can I? Don't that feel good? Huh? Could I do that? Now I know there might be other people maybe that you love a lot more. But I love you, it don't matter. I love you, it don't matter. You love him like that? Will you love her like that? Will you love him like that? Do you love him like it wherever he went? Huh? Do you love him like that? Well, do you love her like, do you really? Huh? Where it don't matter what anything else happens? Do you love her? If you don't, you don't have real love. You ought to repent. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Huh? Let me tell you what's killing us. We're not willing to serve the one we love. But are we? But maybe we are. Maybe we are serving the one we love. Huh? I'm talking about real love. I'm talking about serving. I mean, think about it. We say, well, I just don't have time for my spouse. How much time do you have? Yeah. Well, I'm a little bit preoccupied. I just wonder, was he preoccupied or not?
Yeah.
Huh? Well, they don't deserve it. You reckon that outfit deserved love? They all need a shot. Huh? Right? But no. He loved them to the end. Genesis 29:20 says, and Jacob served 7 years for Rachel. And they seemed to him but a few days for the love he had for her. And Jacob served 7 years. Done dirty, worked 7 years. And it, man, well, but that just ain't like, well, that was just yesterday, wasn't it? Nah. All because of the love he had for her. Y'all understanding this morning? See? Our relationship like this is the problem. That's why we don't have this. That's why we don't have a cross-the-board relationship, because our up-and-down relationship ain't right. If we had real love, if we had real love for the Lord, the power of God would be so thick in here today you couldn't minister. But the only real love is us. Huh? We never have to ask. If it was real love, you never have to ask for a volunteer. You never have to ask for a teacher. You never have to ask for a bus worker. Huh? We'll volunteer for everything the world has. We'll be band boosters and football boosters and all these things for the schoolhouse. We'll even get involved in stuff that will take our children out of the house of God. We won't love the Lord. The church would be so full that the members would have to have a ticket. Huh? Now, I said that right. That ain't a miss writing down. The church would be so full with lost people and unchurched people that the members, the only way that you could get in is have a seat if you had a ticket. There'd be so many tickets allowed and you wouldn't even be able to come in the sanctuary. If we loved him like we should. That's how they used to do it. Huh? In the old days when they had them meetings in New York with Moody and some of them, only the church members were entered in by ticket. The rest of them had to have their seat. If we love the Lord with real love. If we had real love, there'd never be any marriage counseling. There'd never be no marriage counseling if they had real love. The CPS would never be taking any kids from homes if they was real love. But there ain't. It's because we're not right with God. We love us. Let's build a house. Father, I give as you've given me. And oh God, I pray for help this morning. Lord, we need real love this morning. We need selfless love. God, we need steadfast love. And God, we need serving love. Lord, help us this morning, I pray. In Jesus' name, and amen.